It is 8:43 on a Friday morning with the Musers. We've had Justin Montemayor, Monty, sitting in from the Sweet Spot and Work in Progress here on the station. And Monty, we have one of George's old coaches who wanted to stop by and say hi to you. So let's open the door and welcome in Marge.
Hi, non-George.
Hi, Marge.
Hey, double non-George. Oh, my goodness. It's not just any non-George, but Justin Monty non-George. Oh, be still my heart. Be still my heart. I've been waiting to talk to you for so long, Monty.
Yeah, it's nice to formally meet you, Marge.
I don't know if you know too much about me, Monty non-George, but I used to be George's high school swim coach, and he was my star pupil.
I have heard something about that.
And he won all the water swim contests on my team, and he was basically a merman, a very well-endowed merman. I mean, he looked, it was unbelievable. Have you seen pictures, Monty, of George when he was a swimmer in high school?
Yeah.
And his swim trunks?
I didn't look down there.
He looked like he had a Joey tucked into his Speedos. A full-grown baby kangaroo just tucked down there trying to kick its way out.
This was when he was in high school?
It was so beautiful. Yes. Okay. Yes. And as you can imagine, it really turned on the waterworks in my lady department.
Marge.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. I fell head over lave in love with him. And back then, of course, we hadn't discovered that student-teacher relationships were criminal.
Yeah, a little taboo.
So George and I began an erotic life together that included, let's see, breath play, pressure play, CNC, breeding kink, and what else? Oh, free use. Free use. Also, we would go to the movies.
Okay, yeah.
So, okay,
yeah.
That's good, yeah.
That's old school.
And things were going well until the night before we were scheduled to win the Olympics.
Oh, no.
Scheduled?
Yeah. Have you heard the story of what happened,
no,
Monty?
No. Please tell me, Marge.
Well, George called me up and told me to meet him on top of the field house that night. And when I got up there, I didn't see George anywhere. And then I heard something behind me. And out of the darkness, a water buffalo that George had hired burst forth and catapulted me into the night sky off the roof of the field house.
Oh, no.
What a scene.
And ever since then, I've been conducting my business from the chair.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Yeah. So I understand why George did what he did.
You do?
I do. I do. He was young and just didn't know how to break up smoothly.
Right. You hired a water buffalo.
So, yeah, rather than a gentle phone call expressing that we had grown apart but still respected one another, you know, he chose to sever my spine using an imported bovine. You know, it was a choice.
It's a bad choice, though.
One I wouldn't have made, but he did.
He probably regrets it now.
Yes, yes. Anywho, Monty, I see that George put you in a chair, too. How long were you guys sleeping together?
You got a couple of facts wrong there. George and I have not slept together yet, and the chair is separate.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of yours. I check your Instagram whenever I'm allowed into the Central Dallas Library.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And can knock a fellow homeless off a Pornhub for 5 minutes. I love your personality. You're so talented.
Thank you. It means a lot.
I was just kind of wondering if there was a special lady in your life.
Actually, I'm quite the eligible bachelor.
Ooh,
over here. Yeah.
Nice. Believe it or not, I'm currently without man. And I've got a wardrobe box full of dead D-cell batteries to prove it. You could really add one thing to my erotic life that I've always been curious about.
What's that?
Stump play.
You've always been curious?
George always wanted me to do stump play with him, but at the time, I was resistant to sawing off my own leg just for a one-time job erotic experience.
That's smart.
So I'd love for you and I to get together.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anytime, Monty. Anytime.
Yeah. You got an open schedule?
Just give me a 10-minute heads up whenever you want to go out, because I'd love the chance to hose off down there.
Oh, Marge.
Boy, that's a tough sell job there, Marge.
You can get pretty zoo smelling after bad carp out of the Trinity. Can I come and live with you, Monty, at your palatial bachelor pad? I can sleep under your pool table.
It's a chance, Monty.
Yeah. Please.
You got a woman throwing herself
at
you.
How about if I give you your first French kiss right now? Would that convince you?
I mean, I hate to
say
no.
Come here.
Why do I like this so much?
You can grab a hold of one of them if you want. You can squeeze them.
We don't need to air this.
Just honk it a little bit.
We don't need to air this.
Twist.
Take this somewhere else.
Junior, I think I like it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. I feel a slight tingle down below the waist. It's the first time in forever. #chairlife.
There she goes. Wow.
A miracle worker, I guess.
You found a romantic partner, Monty. Congratulations. Wow.